Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, everybody. Hey!
Morning.
Boy, I usually say good morning, studio, don't I?
Yes.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Today's going to be cool because, first of all, Shania Twain has a new album out today. And so, because of that, we get to do a bunch of cool Shania stuff. We're going to have 3 artists stop by and play Shania songs. So, Lauren Elena, Lindsay L, and Brandon Rader are going to do Shania Twain Day like tributes. So they're going to come in and play that. We'll do a dance party Shania. I got my top 5 Shania songs coming up in a bit. So listen, Shania's got a new record. I hope you check it out. But it also gives us an excuse to talk and play a bunch of awesome Shania stuff as well. And a lot of guests coming by. So I think today's show is going to be good.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
At a DeKalb County school bus in Indiana caught fire. There were 16 students on board. Underneath the hood, smoke started coming up, and it started to get real hot. Even the window started pss, 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 on the bus, like cracking. And so what she did is she turned it off, ran to the back of the bus, opened it up, and got all the kids. It's 7 a.m., right? They got all the kids out.
Yeah.
Like, picking them up, carrying them off the bus. Walked them all the way down the street. All the windows on the bus were shattered. It caught on fire.
Oh, wow.
The fire department came and put it out, but had she not worked super fast.
She acted quickly, yeah. Shout out.
Right? I'd probably just been, and ran out of the bus.
No.
Woo, open
You're
that little door.
You're in charge of all those kids. You can't just leave them.
Feet don't fail me now. That's cool by her, though. Like, shout out. I'm making jokes, but that's a really cool thing. Saved a bunch of kids. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymond at Yosemite National Park. There was a second rock slide in the last 2 days. It injured one. This rock slide also happened on the popular climbing route on El Capitan. Officials are warning, be careful out there on those rocks. It is climbing season. In airline news yesterday, a computer glitch affected over 100 airports worldwide. A lot of long lines and delays. Everything is good to go now. And finally, in Chicago, there's a white substance reported on the L. People evacuated. Officials determined it was baby powder, so everything is back up and running today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
It is Shania Day. She has a new record out today. But I'd like to now give you my top five Shania Twain songs of all time. At number five, No One Needs to Know.
No one needs to know.
It's my favorite. Right
now. Super underrated as a Shania song.
Oh, yeah.
Song, right? We should not do that.
Yeah, that's from Twister the movie. Remember that?
It's from Twister.
That was in the soundtrack.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
This is my wheelhouse.
This song?
Yeah.
Harmonica.
Ooh, good call.
I may have to play that later. That's the jam. Yes. That's the number five on my Shania list. Number four, Honey, I'm Home.
I am home and have a hard day. Pull me through on an old byway. Get up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite dream.
I love that rhyme because it's so simple. You're like, surely they're not going to rhyme that because it's too easy. But she does. Nailed it. At number three, my favorite Shania songs. I'm going to get you good. A very underrated Shania song. Harmonica.
Yeah.
No.
No solo.
Number two.
Any man of mine.
That's a big one, yeah?
Yes.
My favorite Shania Twain song of all time. Oh, I already have a sound effect here. I didn't need to do that because I had this.
Huh.
What do you think it is?
That don't impress me much.
What's the accent?
The Elvis?
That's her.
Is it Kermit?
She has a little twang.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. No. She's Canadian.
Who's bad have your boots been under?
Who's bad have your boots
got
been
it.
Under?
Wow.
Number one, my favorite Shania song.
Oh, and Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity. I know it's Friday. That's already positive enough. Now time for good news.
Tell me something good.
This woman named Susan was eating at a restaurant called the Country Cabin. She just went in to have a good old Southern meal. What happens? There's a 15-year-old boy that goes into cardiac arrest at the table next to her. So she's like, oh, crap. So she jumps down, calls 911. They're like, do you know CPR? She was like, I was just taught.
Oh, wow.
So she starts to give them compressions, and they asked her, like, hey, you know, what was that like? She was, it felt like it took forever because she just kept pressing until they got there. Like, imagine giving chest compressions for, like, 7 minutes. Mm. So they got there, kept it going, saved the boy.
Oh.
They were like, had it not started when she did, he wouldn't have made it. Then she got up and made her chicken fried steak.
Crazy that she had just learned, too. It's like, well, matter of fact, I learned yesterday.
I made up the part about her getting up eating the chicken fried steak at the end, but oh. I felt like that would be it. But the rest
for the story.
The rest of it's good, though. The rest of it's real. Amy?
So, Bobby, I know you put a cap on, like, old people driving, like, an age. Like, maybe stop driving.
No testing. We need to test them starting at 68.
Okay, 68. Okay, what about riding a motorcycle?
Same thing. Anything you need a license for, you can test again at 60. There's the level, 16 and 68. You tested it right there. Go ahead.
Well, I have a story about Jack Stairs. He's the oldest motorcycle bike rider that we know. 101 years old, and he's been riding his motorcycles for 97 years. And he's been tested with his license renewed 10 times since he turned 70 years old. And
wow.
He's going to renew it again next year.
If he's nailing that license renewal, good for him.
And he's not going to stop riding. 101
years
old. On a motorcycle.
Dang.
To be exact, his Yamaha 125 scooter.
At least it's a 125.
I don't know what that means.
It means it's not that strong. It's strong enough. It's a 125.
I just pictured him like,
He's not taking a ninja. Lunchbox, what you got?
Matthew is a pilot, you know, of an airplane. And when he comes on, you know, oh, this is your pilot speaking. Well, the people are boarding the plane and there was this woman that was crying. She was upset. She was on the phone and he overheard her talking. Her husband was away, was in a coma. So she was going to where he was to visit him. So when they landed the plane, the pilot, instead of her renting a car, he said, ma'am, I don't want you to stress about that. I will take you myself. He got a car and drove her to the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty good job, Matthew.
Nice, yeah. He's a pilot of an airplane.
Well, I listen, the guy could have been a pilot.
Of a helicopter?
Okay.
True. Yeah. Good point.
Thank you. I
apologize.
I've great points.
I apologize.
I didn't point out your mistakes. You don't point out mine.
If you didn't even make a mistake. I picked on you incorrectly. I own it.
Yeah,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
Okay. Yes. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me something good.
Bobby Bones. You know, later on this morning, Lindsay L., Lauren Elena, Brandon Ray are all going to come in and do Shania Twain songs because Shania's got a new album out today. And a lot of people are talking about Shania. Like, we were out, and here's Darius talking about Shania.
She had that thing that made you want to look at her. It made you want to see her, made you want to go out and buy a ticket to her show. I don't know what that it is, but then she also had the songs. The song's great, and I think that's an important thing to have the songs. She had the songs, and she had all the other things, like the charisma and you know, videos were so important at the time. A great video for her songs that crossed there.
I mean, listen, I like Shania. I mean, even that, he was like, people like to look at her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being like 13 and being like, dang, that's the hottest woman I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas was talking at iHeart Festival. We asked him about her.
With Shania, you know, there's a long-lasting approach there, and being on stage with her at Stagecoach this last year and being able to sing one of her big hits with her was this really special moment for me. And looking out the crowd and seeing how important each one of these songs was for her fans was a beautiful thing. And I hope to be that kind of artist myself.
I was there for that.
Sounds very intimate moment.
Well, we were talking. It was kind of a room. We were trying to be quiet. They were shooting some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I was like, hey, Shania.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Macomb, Michigan. A high school teacher in charge of the homecoming fund is facing jail time after her little plan went a little wrong. She had $30,000 for the homecoming. Mm-hmm. She was like, man, if I take $19,000 of that to the casino.
Oh, she doubled up the fund almost. Yeah.
I can make a little money for me, put it back in the casino and the homecoming fund. No one will ever know. Only problem is she lost the $19,000, so the homecoming fund only had $11,000 left.
Yeah. They got there and all there was a donkey and a streamer.
Oh. Ah,
where's the rest of the homecoming? Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I wonder what she lost at, did it say? What game?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah, did she put it all in red? Did she double down?
Did she blackjack it?
Did she split eights, you know?
It doesn't say, it just says she went to the casino.
Yeah.
Huh.
She may have a problem.
Yeah.
Bonehead.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
I'm always interested in what Eddie's kids can and can't say. What's considered a bad word and what isn't.
Yeah.
Because they can't say the word stupid.
Which makes sense.
No. I
yes,
never
it does. Thank
that.
You, Amy.
Okay. But again, this is just me. But they've started to go around the house saying what?
So long, sucker.
I love that, though.
That's funny.
I'm like downstairs eating dinner, and I hear them chasing each other around the house. And the little one goes, so long, sucker. And he hits him with like a bat or something. And I was like, no. What is going on here? You can't say that. And my wife was like, oh, they can't? They've been saying it for like weeks. And I don't know where they got it from. The little one has no idea where he learned it from, but they say it.
And they can't?
Oh, I said no. That is inappropriate. You do not say so long, sucka, then
too
hit
much.
Him with a sword.
Eddie. Why can't you say
sucka.
So long, sucka?
It's the sucka. You can say so long, whatever they want.
But that means sucker.
Right? Which is a bad thing.
No. What?
A sucker?
A sucker's an idiot.
Eddie.
Come on, let's be
like,
real.
There's a sucker in every room. That's the
yeah.
I don't want my 3-year-old calling people sucker. Like, I don't.
But it's nice calling him a sucker.
Yeah. Sucker.
Like, don't get me wrong. I laughed. It makes me laugh when they say stuff like that.
I mean, but I was
it's
with
hilarious.
You on the stupid thing, but sucker is taking it a little too far. Too far. Parenting, too far.
I think I'm there to let them know that, whoa, like, that can fly at the house, but what if they're at school and they're like, so long, sucker, to the teacher? And the teacher's like, whoa.
Can it fly at the house? It doesn't sound like it can.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. I got to stop it at the house.
Do you pop them?
No, not for sucker.
But if they do it again?
I'll warn them again, and then they keep doing it. Yeah, it's popping time.
Where do you think they learned it?
Either another kid at school or some TV show or some movie.
Those cartoons say stuff like that, doesn't it?
All the time. It was probably like some Ninja Turtle movie, because those Ninja Turtles, they say a lot of stuff like that.
Man, you're such a helicopter, like overbearing.
So long, sucker. I'm telling you, I think it's hilarious, but no, I got to be the parent, okay, and I got to put my foot down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So long. It's like, Bobby Bones Show. Today's National Coffee Day. Five facts about coffee that you may not have known. Number one, supposedly a goat herder discovered coffee by accident when he noticed how crazy the beans were making his goats. And he was like, what's happening? All the goats are like,
that's awesome.
So he's like, maybe there's something to this.
I love that.
Number two, coffee is a psychoactive, and with very high doses, it can make you actually see things and have psychotic spells.
Wow, that's crazy.
Cool.
Okay, two responses, different.
Okay.
Amy goes, cool. Number three, the lethal dose of caffeine is basically 100 cups of coffee.
Really?
Let's not try it out.
That'll kill you. You know that coffee, Death Wish coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of close to that. That's why they had to pull it off the shelf.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Yo, one cup of it equaled like 100.
It was close. And oh, so they pulled it because they were like, this is too much. But if you drink 100 cups of coffee at once, you'll die.
Okay.
For the average person. Number four, the world's most expensive coffee is $600 a pound, and it comes from the feces of a wild cat.
Like a lion or something?
Yeah. What?
It's actually called a Sumatran wild cat.
Wow.
So the cat eats the coffee bean and
eats the bean and poops it out and it makes it.
And then we drink it?
Cup of brew.
That's disgusting.
Oh my goodness.
And number five, wrapping it up here, it's a myth that drinking coffee will sober you up.
Oh, it is?
Absolutely nothing to that. It's something somebody made up in a movie and people think drink coffee sober you up. So yeah, there you go. Five facts about coffee today, National Coffee Day.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Well, she hasn't put out an album in 15 years, but today's the day that Shania Twain's album Now is officially out.
Here is Life's About to Get Good. Here's also a Shania song that I like called Any Man of Mine.
Any man of mine.
Here's also a Shania song I like called No One Needs to Know.
No one needs to know right now.
Yeah, all right, Amy.
Okay, you also have movies hitting theaters today. Battle of the Sexes with Emma Stone and Steve Carell. It's the tennis movie about Billie Jean King.
Yeah, and so,
what?
So it's a real story. And
yeah.
She ends up beating him.
Mm-hmm.
I hear he was in so much debt back
Bobby
in the day.
Briggs?
He threw the match.
What?
Like he was in so much.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's word on the street.
That's word on the street.
It's one of the most watched televised sports events of all time, reaching 90 million viewers around the world. Wow. So
the big deal was that she won the Battle of the Sexes after he talked all this crap. But word on the street is that he was in so much debt that he threw it.
Oh,
so this is sort of like a wrestling match in a way?
No one knows.
No one knew.
It's not a thing. Like, it's not even out there that he threw the match. That's just word on the street. Like, I'm from the streets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to see this because, you know, I played tennis.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Also, I'd like to say,
when I was younger.
Here's another song from Shania Twain I like.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
I just like throwing that in this game. What else you got?
Well, just so people know, 86% positive on Rotten Tomatoes for Battle of the Sexes.
Wow.
And that's the same percentage, 86%, for American Made, which is another movie out today featuring Tom Cruise.
I read he didn't have a butt double for that one. They thought he did, but nope, no
it's
butt
really
double.
Him?
Yep, it's really his butt. I don't even know what that means.
I kind of see that, too. What if I did, like, back-to-back movies this weekend? You know, where you go to the movie theater and do a twofer?
What I'd like to say about that is, I also like Honey, I'm Home from Shania Twain.
I am home and have a hard day. Hold me cold, oh, by the way.
All right, cool.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's 30 Seconds Skinny.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
It's Shania Day today. Shania has a new record out. Artists stopping by doing Shania covers. So today is Shania Day. So a bunch of artists coming by in a bit.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the Invisible Man turn down the job offer?
Why did the Invisible Man turn down the job offer?
Because he couldn't see himself doing it.
Ha ha ha.
it.
Yeah, I do. Here's the thing. Sometimes they're so long to repeat back.
What?
That's a good one, though.
It was good. It was good. She was like, why did the man walk down the street 3 times and take a left after he wondered what he was going to have for dinner 4 days before? And then I'm like, why did the... That was funny one. That was still funny. That's a good
that
one.
That wasn't that many words.
What if I just go, why? Can I just do that?
Okay.
Why did the invisible man do that?
That was the morning corny.
That was funny. That was a good one.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So we decided to do Shania Twain Day, and we were going through artists that we would bring in, and it wasn't my suggestion. But one of our bosses was like, you should bring in Lindsay L. And I was like, why? And they were like, well, because she's a great artist and she's also from Canada and she loves Shania Twain. And I thought, well, that's an interesting concept. So welcome Lindsay L. to the studio.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good.
So growing up with Shania Twain, like the biggest thing?
She was my idol. Yeah. I mean, I was so into country music. I couldn't listen to anything else in the car. And Shania was everything I listened to. I walked around the house with a plastic microphone singing Shania Twain songs to my brother. So, yeah, she was a huge, huge role model to me.
Is she the pride of Canada?
I mean, she hasn't had new music out in a while, but I mean, 10 years ago, absolutely. She was the pride of Canada.
When she started making it in America, were you guys like, we told you? I was like, we do.
I mean, it was more like, yeah, she's ours. Yeah. She's Canadian.
Well, Lindsay's come in, and she's going to start today on Shania Day by playing a Shania song. So which song are you going to play from Shania Twain?
We're going to play Whose Bed Every Boot's Been Under.
Okay, so Lindsay's going to play Whose Bed Every Boot's Been Under. I'm just translating. So okay. Make sure you guys don't
got it.
That.
Heard her.
Okay, so, and you're going to do it a little different here?
Yeah, we're doing it with a little bit of a different flair.
All right, Lindsay L. here doing Shania Twain. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
So you're from Calgary. Where is she from? In comparison,
she's from Ontario, so the other side of the country. But so, in Canada, we're just like one big happy family.
But it's a large, like long. Because you're from.
So I mean, I don't know. So does that mean like New York to LA?
Sort of. She's from like Colorado, Canada.
Okay.
Lindsay is Calgary.
Yeah, we're straight north of Montana.
Got it.
And Shania is from like above the East Coast.
Yeah, like straight north of Buffalo.
So Shania is listening to all this. What would you like to say to her right now?
Shania, thank you for inspiring me ever since I was a little girl, and I hope one day I can give you a hug and say thank you in person and maybe sing with you. That would be crazy.
But not in a creepy way.
But not in a creepy way.
Lindsay L., thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll be back in a second.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
Show.
A little segment called Eddie the Dad. So Eddie has two kids, and so the grandma took the 9-year-old to watch the Lego movie.
Lego Ninjago.
So here we go. Here's the 9-year-old talking about the movie.
The Lego Ninjago movie. How was it?
It was good. I liked it.
Real quick, give me a synopsis. What's it about?
Okay, well, it's about this kid named Lloyd, and he's one out of the 6 ninjas, but his dad is the villain of their city. No one notices it, so they don't think he's like anything. They just think he's a boy, and they keep on making fun of him.
Oh, okay. But in reality, he's a ninja that can save the whole city.
Yeah.
Not even the villain? Not even his dad knows it's him?
No.
Oh, okay. So there's 3 Lego movies. The Lego movie, Lego Batman, and now Lego Ninjago. Like, which one's your favorite out of the 3?
I like this one.
And you like to also know how long the movie was. You timed it, right?
Yeah.
How long is it?
Like 1 hour and 41 minutes.
Okay. And out of 5 stars, what do you rate it?
Probably 5.
5?
Not because it's just new. It actually was like a really good story.
Okay. What's the next movie you're looking forward to see?
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand the Bull. I'm on my way. That one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's Ferdinand the Bull?
It's a movie about a bull, like a bull that is a bullfighter or the one that's going to fight, but he doesn't like to fight. So they're trying to make him into a fighter, but he's a lover.
So he's a bull that doesn't like to go out and fight.
Yes, and the dad, the whole family is just really disappointed in him. But Ed Sheeran sings the song to that. I'm on my way.
Oh, that's from his record.
Yeah. So that's the theme of the movie. That's coming up. Can't wait to see that one. But dude, I love these Lego movies. These Lego movies are great.
Are they?
Yeah, I can't wait to see this one.
Are you going to watch it, though?
Yeah.
When you take it,
yeah,
again?
In the preview, the dad's like, Lloyd. He calls him, it's because it's two L's or whatever. And he's like, my name's Lloyd. You named me. You should know that. No, it's not Lloyd.
Sounds hilarious.
Oh, boy. Thank you. And that's Eddie the Dad.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, in studio with us is our friend Lauren Elena. Hello, Lauren Elena.
Hello.
Everybody say hi to Lauren Elena.
Hey.
So today, Shania Twain's got a new record coming out. You got a lot of jewelry on, huh? Look at you. Like she's robbing a jewelry store, running out with all this stuff.
I'll take them out.
Big old earrings on there. So Shania has a new record out today, and we're like, hey, we're going to bring in some artists to do like a Shania Twain day. And I was like, we got to bring Lauren in because she can sing anything. And so what have you chosen to sing from Shania Twain?
You're Still the One.
Oh, it's a good one. Oh, she got the whole band. Yeah. What up, whole band?
Yeah. We're only missing Brandon. We miss you, Brandon.
Lauren Elena, take it away, my friend.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Lauren Elena.
Always. Does she ever not sound amazing?
I know, right? And she has like a little cough, and she's still crushing
it. I know. Help me. Does everyone have the cough? I don't know what to do about the cough.
Morgan number two does our producer. Always, she's had it for like a month.
Yeah. It won't go away. Like, I went to the doctor and everything and took medicine, and it still hasn't gone away. Like,
so Shania's listening. What would you like to say to her right now? She's listening to you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she was my favorite growing up. I picked her as my idol, actually, on American Idol, which was, I'd sang Any Man of Mine. I really thought about doing that, but since I did it on Idol, I wanted to do something else. But she taught me how to sing. I am the artist that I am because I grew up listening to her. And she made me, like, even as a little girl, proud to be a girl, proud to be a woman. And I think that she really stood up for women. And, I mean, she's a legend. She's an icon because she became something that no one else was and didn't apologize for it and made history with it. And I think that that's, you know, all of our goals. And it's really cool to see a woman do it so flawlessly and be so effective.
Man, very well said. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, you're awesome. See you soon. And good luck with life. And by the way, you got to be banking, right? Like, you got commercials for everything now. I mean, doing water.
We're in a hurry, and I still made them stop by Walmart and get me a Dasani.
Yeah, Dasani commercials. Plug. Yeah, we're in Walmart. Got to get to Atkins.
When I decided I wanted to get healthy and lose weight,
I did Atkins.
There's money falling everywhere. it's like a flower girl. She walks around like a flower girl with dollar bills everywhere she goes. Dang. All right, Lauren.
Still can't pay enough money to get this cough to go away.
Lauren Elena, we'll see you soon, Lauren. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, there she is. Lauren, say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, today was a good day for us because we got to just play a bunch of Shania Twain songs. She has a new record that's out today. And so we had Lindsay L up. We had Lauren Elena up. And we're like, let's get a guy, because guys are also inspired by Shania Twain. It's
yeah.
It's not just a girl thing. Oh, yeah. And so Brandon Ray is here, and Brandon Ray loves Shania.
Every time I go karaoke, which is a lot, I'm all about the Shania, Mariah Carey, all that stuff. I love it.
So I said, hey, what do you know? And he's like, well, what do I not know? Which seems to be the common thing about huge Shania fans. And so, Brandon, what would you like to... By the way... Let me introduce you, if you haven't heard of him, one of the best guys around. Man, this guy can sing. His name is Brandon Ray. Have a drink of your water there.
I will, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
It's red. He's mm-hmm. a little Pedialyte. Is that what
little,
it is?
Yeah. A little wake up.
All right. Brandon Ray will be performing what song on Shania Day?
Every time I heard this song
growing
up, I was like, man, I love that song.
Yeah.
So if you know it, if you're out there listening, sing along.
What is it?
It's a song called No One Needs to Know.
All right.
Ooh, good one.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. That's
where it's at. I love you, Shania.
That's Brandon Ray coming in with some Shania today. And you can check out his song. I go to the ends of the earth for you. To the moon and back like it ain't nothing new. When I got my...
This guy's going to be a star over here.
Mm-hmm. It's like I'm holding the whole wide world. You're the closest thing to heaven. This side of that sun setting. And I won't stop till I've been to the ends of the earth for you.
By the way, Brandon Ray's playing with us. We're going to Vegas for tomorrow, Route 91 Festival. We're playing with the Raging Idiots, and Brandon Ray will be all over with us in Lubbock. Woo. And Tulsa and Austin.
Oh,
and
you're going to
El Paso.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be on. He's rolling with us for the rest of the year.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're rolling tracksuit style? Okay.
Oh, he's got his own tracksuit.
I know.
It says BR on it.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. All right.
The Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Today's been Shania Day. Lots of Shania. Everybody loves Shania. Shania actually just texted me a message. Would you like to hear it? Okay, because we've had artists play all day today. I've been playing lots of Shania. Here you go.
Bobby, I've been listening all morning, and this is so amazing. Thank you. Thank you for letting so many special people come on your show today and talk about my music. I'm feeling special. From Lindsay L. to Lauren, Elena, and Brandon Ray, they all sounded terrific. I'm also so excited to have new music out today with my album titled Now. It's been a long time coming, and today is such a special day. Thanks again. It's been quite the morning already. Thank you.
There it is.
Wow. Awesome.
I told you she was listening.
Damn, that's so cool.
I know she was going to send a message, but she texted me and said she was listening during the show.
Hey, Shania.
I think she, after she said that, she turned it off.
Oh, she's not listening anymore?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
She's got an album out.
She's doing press all day today. Okay. She's in LA. But I knew she was, let's just act like she is.
Yeah,
hey, Shania.
Hey, Shania.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So y'all remember the show Party of Five?
Party of Five from the 90s.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kinda barely. Like, I'm only 22, so barely.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you remember Party of Five. Totally your wheelhouse. Well, the creators, the original ones, they are rebooting the show. But this time, it's about a first-generation Latino family. They've come to the U.S., and they're living through the highs and lows of life in America.
What network?
I don't know. Party of Five.
It's almost like too far removed for people to feel nostalgic about Party of Five.
Like
it's a long time ago.
If it was 90210, would we feel differently?
Because
it's
much bigger show though, and lasted longer. Much bigger, and the name just stands out more.
You know, a little Party of Five fact: the girl from Real World New Orleans married Scott Wolf. Boom! Wow.
Look at this guy bringing the Party of Five fact.
Yeah, and Real World.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is a Party of Five fact.
What else you have?
So, you want to know how you can get people to like you?
I would love that. You have an easy key?
Total. Like,
please.
This is easy, easy peasy.
Wow, go ahead.
You just have to touch them.
Whoa, that's not worked for me in the past. Go ahead.
But you just have to do it in a way that they don't notice that you're
even
touching
even creepier. Wait, so this is so far not the winning success of like. Go ahead.
That's creepy.
If you touch them and they don't know you're touching them?
It's called subliminal touching.
Like, my hand's on Ray's buttocks right now, but he knew.
Yeah, he
listen,
knew.
It occurs.
It's risky.
And he wasn't happy.
It's risky, yeah.
Subliminal touching occurs when you touch a person so subtle that they barely notice.
I'm a big show. Like, when I meet somebody, like, I go with the Bill Clinton strategy of you take the hand, you touch the shoulder, boom, like, you are in. Or the double hand. I'll shake a hand, put a hand on the other side. Because that makes people feel like appreciative
that's
of
exactly
their time.
That's exactly this. That is like...
No, yours is like grab the booty when I look
at
you.
Oh, yeah. But they're saying like you can just like brush an elbow or like...
Weird. Hey, Ray, how's that feel?
Weird.
Yeah.
I bet deep down inside Ray's like liking you more for some reason. So, you know, Lunchbox is totally into this. People say when you're angry, you should do something physical to improve your mood, like... punch a pillow.
His dream is to go into like a Best Buy and just break everything.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun.
I have no interest in that.
Nope.
I don't get rage out by doing things like, I get rage out by going and sitting alone in the dark.
Listening to sad music.
Yeah. everybody hurts. That's how I get my rage out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes I like to throw things. But here's what they're saying. Punching pillows or screaming to let off steam can actually increase your stress levels and increase your risk of a heart attack. So don't do it.
Wait, you just told us to...
No, I said don't do it. Lunchbox loves to do it, but I'm telling you, don't do it.
Okay. I wasn't.
Okay. We were planning on it.
Yeah. What else?
Well, some people do say to do that. Okay, if you're looking forward to the Terminator, just beware. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 35 years older, so he's an aging robot. James Cameron says it's going to be totally fine.
I have no problem with an aging robot because robots don't age. Fictional. The robots would age. But secondly, the whole story's fictional. So I'm cool with that.
So you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, the story's fictional, so do what you want. I'm looking forward to the Terminator.
I have never seen a full Terminator movie.
T1's pretty good. T2's awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
there you go. There's Amy's pile.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
If I hear one more person walking downtown, cover Tennessee whiskey, I might stab my ears out.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was doing a bunch of work stuff, and it's like 3 bars out of 5. It was like... You can't sing Chris
right.
Stapleton.
That was my question. Are they doing it justice, or are they just
no.
wasting time?
No, it's a very famous song, but they should stop doing it. There are lots of famous songs. What song do you hate to hear people cover? Do you guys have one? That one, and I don't really like hearing people do Sublime.
Why?
I like doing it.
Yeah, we do
the raging it is to it, but I don't like anybody else do it. Yeah. That one kind of annoys me because we do it because it's easy and fun.
Right.
And I'm like, if you're doing it, you're selling out, and then you're doing something easy.
Yeah.
What song do you hate to hear people cover? Lunchbox?
I think it's Aretha Franklin, the one where we used to go to all like American Idol things and people.
Etta James.
Yes.
Etta James. What?
At last.
Oh my goodness! Please stop. You can't sing that song.
Eddie, anything that
I don't like when they do Johnny Cash covers. I guess Ring of Fire specifically, because that's kind of the go-to. Ugh, get over it. Stop it. Man in Black does that.
Because everybody does it?
Everyone does it.
Do you have any, Amy? Or do you just love the world?
I honestly really couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
You love all covers. All songs.
People can do whatever they want.
You're a loving person. That's awesome, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you for being here. Thanks to Lindsay L., Lauren Elena, Brandon Ray. Thanks to Shania Twain. Thanks to you for listening. I and Eddie and myself, we're heading off to Las Vegas to play Route 91 Festival tomorrow, so that'll be fun. We play right before Maren and Sam.
Wow.
And after Brett Young and Lauren Elena.
No big deal.
Yeah, I think they mixed us up.
Yeah, there's a mistake.
There's a mistake. But we're playing there tomorrow. We'll see you guys back on Monday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. And we'll catch you guys Monday morning. Appreciate you being with the show this weekend. Or this week. Yeah, yeah.
Bye. Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC,
We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.